From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. British police have arrested a second person in connection with Friday's rush hour bombing on a London subway train that left 30 people injured. The first man arrested is 18 years old. He was taken into custody in Dover. The latest man arrested is 21 years old and was found in a community near Heathrow Airport. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the assault. Friday's blast was the fifth major terrorist attack in Britain this year. At least 36 Burundian refugees have been killed. It happened in clashes with Congolese security forces who allegedly fired indiscriminately at protesters. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
Another 117 people were wounded and one Congolese officer was killed. The UN peacekeeping mission in Congo said 39 gravely wounded Burundian refugees were evacuated by helicopter to the city of Bukavu. Friday's clashes erupted in Kamanyola when Burundian refugees and asylum seekers protested the expulsion of four of their countrymen from Congo.
That is VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. The death of a Congolese army officer led to the escalation of violence. A roadside bomb in northwestern Pakistan today killed a senior government official and at least four of his security guards. Deadly blast took place in a volatile, federally administered tribal district near the Afghan border. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. The Pakistan Taliban and its breakaway factions often take credit for such attacks near the Afghan border. This is VOA News. The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Refugee International Chief Eric Paul Schwartz visited a camp for Rohingyas today.
I believe that in situations like this, the sternest and strongest measures must be taken. Our values demand it and our interests demand it. There ought to be multilateral sanctions against the Burmese military. There ought to be an arms embargo. There ought to be a referral of the situation in Burma to the International Criminal Court. The United States should reimpose the sanctions that have been lifted over the past several years.
UN agencies are concerned continued violence in Myanmar may eventually force up to 1 million Rohingyas into Bangladesh, a poor country that is already overpopulated. A U.S.-backed force in Syria and a Russian airstrike wounded six of its fighters near the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor, while in southeast Syria, Syrian troops and their Iran-backed allies began a new offensive aiming to capture areas along the Iraq border under the cover of Russian airstrikes. This comes just after the United Nations was able to get some aid supplies into Deir ez-Zor. Andre Mehechis is a spokesperson for the UNHCR.
Our trucks brought the stuff we have, the aid items, in our warehouse in Homs. Obviously, the intense fighting around Deir ez-Zor and Iraq continues, and we reiterate our calls for protection of civilian population, their safe passage out of the areas of conflict, and respect for the principles of international humanitarian law.
Deir ez-Zor, a former Islamic State stronghold where the terror group besieged two Syrian government enclaves, in the city's west for more than 3 years until its ouster about 2 weeks ago. Facing a nuclear threat from North Korea and the flight of minority Muslim men from Myanmar, world leaders gathering at the United Nations starting tomorrow to tackle these and other tough challenges. The spotlight will be on France's new leader, Emmanuel Macron, and on President Trump. Both leaders, for them, it's their first time at the UN General Assembly. Mr. Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, previews the message Mr. Trump will be carrying to the UN.
The president will express support for Secretary General Guterres's reform efforts. The United Nations, of course, holds tremendous potential to realize its founding ideals, but only if it's run more efficiently and effectively.
In all, more than 100 heads of state and government will be attending the UN General Assembly as it convenes tomorrow in New York. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.